It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I'm embracing the idea that surrendering really is a process. And while I may have made progress over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I still have more work to do. And that really seems to be in the area of just letting my hands off the wheel. Now, as a woman, I feel that's challenging because I don't know if it's my DNA or I'm just wired to just hold on, keep a grip. We keep our families together, our kids together, our shoulders are broad. But in the spiritual realm, we don't need to bring all of that with us. This morning, I was led to Acts chapter 3, which deals with Peter and the lame man at the beautiful gate. This lame man has been at this gate for years begging for money. Peter approaches him one day. He doesn't give him money. He heals him instead. And in turn, an entire town turns to God as a result of this man's healing. You know, I have seen myself as Peter before, but as of late, I really see myself as this lame man because his only solution to his situation was through begging. And I feel like I have one singular vision for how my future is supposed to unfold. And it feels like I've been clinging to that for dear life. But what I see with the lame man is greatness really does happen on the other side of surrendering. I just need to let go and let God. And so today's scripture is Psalm 25, 4 through 5. Show me the path where I should walk, O Lord. Lead me by your truth. All day long, I put my hope in yours. So today, will you trust God to be God in your life and to step into greatness on the other side of surrender? Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.